Four former MHSAA pitchers have MLB wins, and we're less than 3 weeks away from releasing soccer postseason brackets. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid. 8 years ago, in 2016, Spencer Schwellenbach, Jeff Criswell, Carl Kaufman, and Tommy Henry were all pitching for their high school teams in Michigan. Schwellenbach at Saginaw Heritage, Criswell at Portage Central, Kaufman at Bloomfield Hills, Brother Rice, and Henry at Portage Northern. Three of them would go on to pitch at the University of Michigan together, Criswell, Kaufman, and Henry, where they helped the Wolverines to the 2019 College World Series Finals, losing to Vanderbilt. Schwellenbach pitched at Nebraska, and now all four have won a game in the major leagues. Henry was drafted by the Diamondbacks and got his first major league victory in 2022. Kaufman was picked by the Rockies and notched career win number one last season. Criswell was drafted by the A's and traded to Colorado, so he's once again Kaufman's teammate, and he recorded his first win this season. And Schwellenbach was taken by the Atlanta Braves and also got his first win earlier this year. Now, they've all got some catching up to do to match former Lansing Waverly star John Smoltz's Major League win number. The MLB Hall of Famer tallied 213 wins in his 21-year career. The MHSAA baseball record book and finals archives are all online. Just go to MHSAA.com and click on baseball. It's time for Game Balls when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. Bay City Western's Kayla Montcalm. She shot a championship best 89 to help lead Western to the Bay County Girls Golf Championship. Kingsley's Jenna Middleton. She led the way with 45 kills over six matches as Kingsley went 6-0 to win their own volleyball invite. And to Armada's Jackson Malberg, he scored two touchdowns in a 14-0 win over Croswell Lexington, Armada's first win over Croslex since 2004.
Have a recent high school grad? They could qualify for a tuition-free skills certificate or associate degree through the new Community College Guarantee, no matter their GPA or your household income. Or if your child plans to attend a four-year university or career school, the Michigan Achievement Scholarship Program has them covered. They could get up to $27,500 toward a bachelor's degree or up to $4,000 for career training. Complete the FAFSA to get started at mi.gov/achievement.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
Today we're talking roster sizes and uniforms in cross country. In the regular season, a school can enter a maximum of 12 competitors, and the top seven contribute to the school's score. In the postseason, schools can enter a max of seven runners, with the top five contributing to the team's score. In the past, all members of a team had to wear identical uniforms, but that's no longer the case. Now, each runner must wear a uniform that clearly indicates their team through the use of their predominant school colors, school logo, or nickname. They don't have to be identical, but the school they are representing must be obvious, and it must be clear who your teammates are. Something to think about the next time you're getting ready to run 3.1 miles.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register. While it may feel like the school year just started, believe it or not, we're just 4 weeks from the start of the boys' soccer postseason. A majority of teams in the state are about halfway through their regular seasons, and district play starts Wednesday, October 9th. The postseason brackets will be released on September 29th. District winners advance to regionals starting October 22nd, and the semifinals are on October 30th. The finals will once again be at Grand Ledge High School, with all four division championships taking place on Saturday, November 2nd. The Division 4 final will start things off that day at 10 a.m., followed by Division 3 at 12:30, Division 2 at 3:30, and Division 1 at 6 o'clock. And all four finals can be seen live on the NFHS network. Last year, Troy Athens, Grand Rapids Christian, Hudsonville Unity Christian, and Muskegon Western Michigan Christian were all crowned champions. Each team's Michigan power rating, which is used to determine the seeds in each district, can be found online. Just go to MHSAA.com, select soccer, and then MPR. Also on the soccer page, learn more about red cards, handballs, and the offside rule. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross, and we'll be back next week.